I'm going to ask you a question now, which we always ask our students. Then we usually do a dual trip to Waterloo, and then we go across to the First World War battlefield. So where would you prefer to have been? On the Somme, on the first day of the Somme, or in one of Wellington's squares at Waterloo?
I think I'd go for Waterloo. I mean, the level of casualties at Waterloo was high. About a third of Wellington's army were killed or wounded. But the ratio of wounded was quite high to killed. In other words, the number of killed, you know, was bad, but it wasn't that awful. I mean, obviously, if you were wounded, it depends on the nature of your wound. I mean, if you had severe damage, then amputation followed, and it was pretty grim, to put it mildly. The Somme, you know, there was obviously a very high level of killing. The death rate was high, but probably, I don't know, percentage-wise, it was probably a bit lower killed and wounded than at Waterloo. But again, you know, it depends on which bit of it, which square you were in at Waterloo, which part of the front at the Somme you were at. But I think the Somme would have been much more demoralizing, you know, to simply go up in hordes and be mown down, whereas at least at Waterloo, you know, you could see your enemy and, you know, you had a chance of fighting back, as it were. So I think the human nature of it, the human scale of it, I think, would have been better at Waterloo, but it's a difficult one.